All right, 10:6-24. This is a prophet's corner. It could have been just a regular teaching, but anyway, it's called Pearl of Great Price. All right, let's go to Matthew 13 first. We're going to start with verse 44 there. Matthew 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Pearl of great price. Now I want to go over to Revelation chapter 21. Now we already established that we as the body of Christ are the New Jerusalem. So I want you to listen to this. I think it's kind of cool. Right here. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I'll make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, all liars, shall have the part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great wall on high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, north 3 gates, south 3 gates, west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof, and the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. He measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the walls of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first was jasper, second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh a chrysolite, the eighth a beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I wanted you to see the gates into the city are pearls. Pearls. We're talking about the pearl of great price. Wisdom, gates of pearl. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures here. Well, let me get on to some other scriptures, and then we'll get there. All right. We all have our wish list of things that we would like to have or things that we would like to do, but it all boils down to this. We should not go after the things we desire, but we are to get the wisdom that will acquire it all. See, if you get wisdom like Solomon, think about it. Go read about Solomon in that temple. Boy, there's never been anything like it on Earth. In fact, I saw a deal the other day that they believe the Dome of the Rock might actually be the top of Solomon's temple. It's buried under the ground. It's got a gold dome on the top. Who knows? The gates into the city are pearls. The gates are wisdom. It is not to be attained by might, but by God's wisdom working in our lives. This is seeking first the kingdom. We just read Matthew 6 about seeking first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added unto you. We seek first the kingdom, the pearl of wisdom for our situation, and the Lord says it will be added to you. Seeking solutions will not come with any guarantees. When the man found the pearl of great price, he sold all he had to buy it. This is how necessary God's wisdom is to us. He is not expecting us to figure it all out, but he has a pearl for every need. Wisdom, gates of pearls, how we enter into the city of God. How are we going to partake of the city of God? By his wisdom. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures. All right, Psalms 51:6 is the first one. Matthew 6:24-34, which I've read many, many times to y'all, it's talking about don't take a thought saying, not worrying about your life or anything about your life. It's about seeking the kingdom of God for everything that you need, every answer you require, or every situation. All right, let's get there. There's a lot of scriptures on wisdom. All right, this is 51:6. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. The kingdom's inside of you, right? It's inside of you. This isn't a literal city I described to you. It's the body of Christ. We are his temple. 104:24. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. When Solomon went to the Lord said, what can I do for you? He said, Lord, I need wisdom to be the shepherd of your people. And he said, because you have asked for wisdom, I'm going to give it to you, but I'm also going to give you the riches and the honor that you did not ask for. I'm thinking, how could the man that probably they think the wisest man that ever lived, how could he have gone off the rails like he did? Foreign women. Thinking them thoughts, you know. Okay, 1:11-10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Psalms 136. Verse 5 there. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. See, that's how God made it, said wisdom. That's how we make, right? Get wisdom from God. Proverbs chapter 1. Starting with verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them as alive as the grave. Sound like the day, doesn't it? Ugh. As whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the opening of the gates, and in the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simpletons, will you love simplicity, or simple ones? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. While I passed that, it triggered something. I'm reading the book of Maccabees, the first Maccabees. It goes into great detail about the abomination of desolation and Epiphanes. It was horrible. It really was. It was total destruction in the city. Anyone who circumcised their baby was murdered and the babies were hung. I mean, we're talking just, it was horrible. And, because people talk about the abomination of desolation, it happened way back. It was under the old covenant when it happened. And some Bibles put reference to that. But it does, it doesn't. I see why they took it out of the Bible. They don't want anybody to know. They don't want us to know the time. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not become the fear of the Lord, or choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearketh unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Okay, let's keep going here. Got quite a few. They're all in the Proverbs, though. Proverbs 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, like the pearl of great price, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who lead the paths of uprightness. How has the world been deceived? It wasn't because they sought God. It's because they sought man. Everywhere, the institutions, all deep state. All the corporations, all deep state, even the church. Who lead the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they frown in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. Sounds like the whore of Babylon, doesn't it? They, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous, for the upright shall dwell in the land and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and transgressors shall be rooted out of it. That, boy, that blows the rupture theory, doesn't it, right there? He made this earth for us. He wants us to have it. And he's going to restore it to its glory. His word will change this earth just like his word changed the earth before. Okay, Proverbs 3:13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. You know, when you get God's wisdom, you won't ever miss it. There won't be any backlash. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall there be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Let me see how far. Okay, two more. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. All right, Proverbs 5:1. My son, attend to my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. God's got a take on everything if you listen to him. Okay, Proverbs 7. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Hath God said? All right, this is 8, Proverbs 8, starting with 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, and at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Let me see how far. This is 8. Okay, that's the last one. Okay, knowledge of witty inventions. You see what he's saying here? Everything that you need to know, God has the wisdom for. Why waste your time going other paths? All right, 9. Proverbs 9, starting with verse 1 there. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her 7 pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She has set forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish, live and go in the way of understanding. All right, 10. Get a drink here. Like I said, there's quite a few of them, but they're good. The first one is 10:13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. 21 of that same chapter, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. 23, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. And 31, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut off. All right, chapter 11, verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Verse 12, he that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. 12, verse 8. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. Chapter 13, verse 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. All right, 14, let's start with verse 6 there. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but the knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. 33. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. All right, 15:21. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. All right, 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. 16:16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? 17:24. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. 18:1. Through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh intermeddleth with all wisdom. Verse 4. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. 19, verse 8. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, but he that keepeth understanding shall find good. All right, 21, 30. There is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord. 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. 24, 3 and 4. I want to read that out of the Amplified. 24, 3 and 4. Through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding it established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. I like that. All right, 24:7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. Verse 14. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. All right, 29, verse 3. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoices his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. Anything other than God's wisdom is a waste, right? Proverbs 31, 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. This is the virtuous woman. All right, I've got two scriptures that they're in the New Testament. James 1. James is talking about, we'll just start with two, that way in context. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, the trying your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Okay, 1 Corinthians. Starting the first one there. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor are the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words of which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Okay. We did not have to go along and try to kick down doors either. We must get God's wisdom. He will show us what to do when we need to do it. We just need to wait on his wisdom. Isaiah talks about they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, then they'll mount up. When you receive that wisdom, then you can mount up. But until you get it, you just need to wait on him about it. All right. Revelation. We're nearly done, so. All right. 3. Well, I'll get there. This is what I read in the farmer teaching. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, no man shutteth, he that shutteth, no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. So when God opens the door, you go. If the door's shut, don't kick it down. All right. I was thinking about the story of Danny and his King Ranch pickup. They told him there's none available. Told him it'd be 4 months. Wasn't it 4 months? The last time, 4 months. 6 months, getting a truck. Here he's sitting there one morning and he gets a picture of what the Lord wants him to have on the inside of him. And within 24 hours, he was driving a new truck. But there's none available. But the guy, Alan Mario, just happened to call and said, you know, we got a truck in here. Nobody's claimed. See, everybody ordered trucks and all of them were for somebody. And he just happened, one just happened to come in. That's how God works. Yeah, okay. All right. When you go to the kingdom, go the kingdom way, God will open the door, shut the door, whatever is needed in the situation. All right. He is the way. Think about that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Well, he is also the way in everything that concerns us. He is the way. So we have to remember that. All right. We won't read it. It's Exodus 14. But you know, when the Israelites come out of Egypt, and here they are camping out, and here the Egyptians come up over the hill, and they surround the camp, and their backs are to the sea. What happened? He made a way where there seemed to be no way. Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And he stretched out his rod and the sea opened. No, there's none available. You can't get one. It's who you know. It's who you're asking. It's the way you're pursuing. Okay. The Bible is full of God opening doors that men have shut. Or supposedly, and he opens them. And there's probably just the opposite situation. They're shutting, God has shut doors also. Maybe shut a door against someone doing evil against you. He's the way. Daniel in the lion's den, the three Hebrew children. Think about it. Did God make a way? I mean, the men that took the three Hebrew children up the path, it was so hot it burned them alive. In this Apocrypha I'm reading, it talks about the three Hebrew children. This was taken out of the book of Daniel. And what it shows is that anybody even got close to that fire. But it says when they went into the fire, it was like cool mist. They felt cool mist. That's the way our God works. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. And he's the same, what, yesterday, today, and forever, right? Okay. No need to kick a door down anymore. No more kicking down doors. They that wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength. And then you can mount up. All right. That's going to do it.